This is 7AD. Now, the beautiful Julie Burgess will be taking the trip down the coast to be part of the Wooden Boat Festival and the chance for a young person to get on board and learn the ropes, so to speak. Here's the skip, Graeme Kent. Hello, mate.
G'day, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. So when's this journey taking place?
It will take place when the ship goes to the Wooden Boat Festival. I think our departure date is February the 4th. Or the fifth, one or the other, about then.
Right, and then you come back again, obviously.
Well, hopefully we'll come back then, but we'll be away for about 3 weeks.
Righto. So anyone who wants to apply, keep in mind, that's the date, and you need to submit your applications to the Julie Burgess website by January 5th. Now, it's for young people about 17, 18. Is that right, Graeme?
That's correct. Yeah, about some young person, it's got a... I guess an ambition to enter the maritime industry, an opportunity for them to get at least 6 days of sea time out there and experience what it's like to be at sea, what are the requirements are, a bit of training here and there. But it really is an introduction to the maritime, to the commercial maritime service. Yes.
So, how many people will be on board overall?
The overall crew on the boat going down will be about 10 altogether.
This would be an ideal opportunity for young people listening who think about going to the Maritime College in Launceston.
That's true, even if they're there now, because one of the things that they struggle to get is sea time.
Yeah.
And sea time has to be on board a commercial vessel, either large or small. But this, it's an excellent opportunity, and we see it as something we've, some service we can provide back to the public for all the help we've had.
Righto. Any other bits of advice that anyone who wants to apply should put in their application?
The application form will be ready in about 2 days' time on the website. It really is a straightforward application. Male or female, doesn't matter. They've got to be in good, fit, healthy conditions. They need to understand English pretty well, and they need to be able to obey orders.
Yeah.
So that's the nature of the business.
Indeed it is. It's a chain of command, that's for sure, on a boat. Now, what about, obviously it'd be pretty handy if they know how to swim pretty well.
Well, we do our best to keep everybody on board. We don't want anyone trying it out at all, though.
Right.
If they've had some experience on board a boat, if they've... The dad's got to run a big runabout or whatever, they go out to sea. If they've got their sea legs, that'd be a really good qualification.
Righto. So the Wooden Boat Festival, big deal, hey?
Oh, yeah, it is. It is an absolute magic event. Probably one of the premier events for Tasmania.
Yeah. All right, so check out the Julie Burgess website and Facebook page and get your application in. And when do you reckon you'll choose that person?
Mid-January,
yeah,
and it'll be done by an independent group that we're associated with and have actually done this before. We won't be picking any favourites out. We'll try and pick the right person.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get to the Julie Burgess in general before the wooden boat journey. So have you got your Twilight sales happening and all that?
Yeah, we've had a couple of those. I think there's another one next Friday. Weather's the important part with those.
Yeah, but, true.
Get a good night, and it's a brilliant sail.
And you go either direction out of the Mersey, don't you?
Yes. Well, we go out either. Well, it depends on which way the wind is, which way we go. But yep. We go out for about 2 miles, 2 or 3 miles, have a sail. And quite often there's a fair bit of activity in the port on a Friday night. So that makes it interesting as well.
Yeah, well, I can highly recommend it. I've done it, and it's just a great time. And the crew on the Julie Burgess are awesome. All right, thanks, Graeme.